A day journey up the Stikine River is always a good idea, rain or shine, and I am more than happy to join the trip organized by the Wrangell Senior Center. After we all load into the jet boat, the captain, Jim Leslie, gives his opening speech and shows off something special.
And probably the best feature on the boat, particularly for this group today,
yes,
is this bathroom.
Yay!
We have a full-size marine toilet here with water in it and a flushing mechanism and the whole shebang.
The plan is to take a 3-hour tour of the river and spot as much wildlife as we can. We head to Lesnoy Island to visit the sea lions. We're told they travel in family groups of 6 to 10 animals. They are gathered on the island in a large group because of the hooligan in the Stikine.
And they'll ride in on an incoming tide and go, I've seen them 90 miles up the river. And they'll follow salmon and hooligan and eat up there. And then when they're full, they'll ride the tide back out. We pull out here.
We see about 60 sea lions gathered on Lesnoy, and they are loud. Afterward, we enter the Stikine River Delta, and the wildlife sightings are endless. We see hundreds of eagles perched everywhere, especially on the trees on the flats.
Stikine floods in June, and when it does, it tears trees out of the banks by the thousands. They get drifted down here and stuck out here along the flats. It looks like a tree cemetery.
Thousands of snow geese dot the waterline. A flock of sandhill cranes soar above us. Sea lions and seals pass us by, and we even spot 2 trumpeter swans in flight. We pass the old Knorr Dairy.
Knorr's ran it as a dairy farm until 1949, and then they folded it up. Pasteurizer broke down, and they were starting to get competition from milk products from down south. And frankly, what really killed them was everybody got powdered milk, and they preferred powdered milk to fresh whole milk. Now that outhouse with the white door on it is the outhouse with the finest view in southeast Alaska.
We travel more than 20 miles up the Stikine River, a few miles below Shake Slough, before we turn around and head back to town. When we return to the harbor, it's evident that everyone had a good time.
Oh, it was a fun day. And we got to see, oh, lots of eagles, an awful lot of eagles, all gathered in one spot. And as many years as I've been up here, I've never seen that many eagles. And then we got to see the sea lions, and they were... It reminded me of a bad marriage. They were biting at each other and growling. And just, we had a good time. It really was.
Like Jim said, this current Stikine season is very different and distinct from the summer season. And anyone who has a chance to catch a trip up the river is in for quite a ride. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.